Proverbs 19:11, the discretion of a man makes him slow to anger, and his glory is to overlook a transgression. Slow to anger, patient, and forgiving. And he said to his disciples, it is impossible that no offenses should come, but woe to him through whom they do come. It would be better for him if the millstone were hung around his neck and he was thrown into the sea, that he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourselves. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times a day, and 7 times a day he returns to you, saying, I repent, you shall forgive him. Forgiving even to those who sin against us. Proverbs 24. Do not say, I will do harm to him, just as he has done to me. I will render to the man according to his work. Forgiving and not holding a grudge. Romans 12. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap coals of hot fire upon his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. God will have vengeance and repay. He will overcome evil. We will overcome evil with good, making it have no strength in this world. Psalm 103. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. Let's pray. We repent to you, Lord, for not forgiving our brothers who have asked for forgiveness. We repent to you for not being slow to anger, being impatient and unforgiving. We repent to you for holding a grudge and not trusting to you to repay. Help us to love our enemies and overcome them with good. We thank you for not dealing with us according to our sins, nor punishing us according to our great iniquities. Amen and amen.
For our confession of faith this morning, we'll be returning to the shorter catechism of the Westminster Confession of Faith. We spent several weeks going through the moral law of the duties that God requires of man, which were comprehended in the Ten Commandments. The last time we learned that there is no one who's perfectly able to keep the commandments. No mere man since the fall is capable of keeping the commandments, but daily breaks them in thought, word, and deed. We learned also that what every sin deserves is God's wrath, and we're now going to talk about the way we escape God's wrath. Question 85. We got it here. All right, I'll read the question, and please join me in reading the answer. What does God require of us that we may escape His wrath and curse due to us for our sin? To escape the wrath and curse of God due to us for sin, God requireth of us faith in Jesus Christ, repentance unto life, and with the diligent use of all the outward means whereby Christ communicateth to us the benefits of redemption. What then is faith in Jesus Christ? Faith in Jesus Christ is a saving grace whereby we receive and rest upon Him alone for salvation as He is offered to us in the gospel. What is repentance unto life? Repentance unto life is a saving grace whereby a sinner, out of a true sense of his sin and apprehension of the mercy of God in Christ, does, with grief and hatred of his sin, turn from it unto God with full purpose of and endeavor after new obedience. What are the outward means whereby Christ communicates to us the benefits of redemption? The outward and ordinary means whereby Christ communicates to us the benefits of redemption are His ordinances, especially the Word, sacraments, and prayer, all which are made effectual to the elect for salvation. Thank God for Jesus Christ.